following is a present speech at Little Falls, New York, Friday, October 8, 1948.
And next, it is indeed a privilege. It is indeed a privilege and an honor for me this morning to present to you the President and the next President of the United States of America, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you very, very much. You know, it's very, very encouraging when people are willing to come out on a morning like this to get information on what the issues are in this political campaign. You know, every place we've been this morning, the weather's been just like this, and it looks as if everybody in the surrounding territory had come out to look at the president, see what he looks like, and see what he has to say. That's most encouraging. You know, this is quite a community. I was in the Senate for about 10 years, and a long time ago, you used to make a lot of good cheese here. And the senator from Wisconsin, his name was Ryan Duffy, brought a cheese down to the Senate that was about that high and about as big around as a wagon wheel and weighed 300 pounds. And the senator from New York, who at that time was Dr. Roy Copeland, said he hoped the senators wouldn't eat any of that rat-trap cheese. He was going to come up to New York and get them some good cheese. And he did. But you do other things here now. And naturally, the world moves along. And that's what I'm trying to get over in this campaign. We don't want to turn the clock back and go back. We want to go forward. And you can't go forward when you have a legislative body that is made up of a lot of pullbacks, as that idiot Congress is. Please don't send another Congress to Washington like that, because if you do, you're going to get just what you deserve. You know, some two-thirds of the people in this United States stayed away from the polls on election day. And they sent that Congress down there by one-third of the vote of the United States. And that Congress is an idiot who began to turn the clock back. You can't turn the clock back. In the 1920s, we tried our best to turn the clock back and go back into ourselves and go back to 1980. It didn't work. It just got us into a lot more trouble. Now we're facing another situation where it's necessary to keep that clock moving forward. In order to keep that clock moving forward, we must have people in charge of the government who have a forward-looking outlook. Just as soon as the Federal Congress got to Washington, it began to tear up the labor law, started to tie its labor's hands again so they couldn't bargain collectively, effectively with the industry. The Wagner Act, as you know, named that Senator Wagner, New York, gave labor a Bill of Rights. And that Bill of Rights has been successful over this 16-year period, because in 1932, there were just about 3 million men who were organized. There are 17 million now. Also remember that in 1932, there were some soft 15 million people who didn't have any jobs. There isn't anybody now who has the jobs they want. There's 61,200,000 people at work in this country, the greatest labor force in the history of the world. And that doesn't include anybody who's working for the military or anything like that. That means people who are working productively for the welfare of this country. Now, I want to keep that going. I want to keep the clock running forward. I don't want to turn it back. This idiot Congress wasn't satisfied with trying to cut the throat of labor. It wasn't working on the farmers. You know, the farmers were in an office since 1932. 123,000 of them were kicked off their farms because they couldn't pay the interest on the mortgage. You know how many farmers lost their farms last year for that reason? Less than 800. The farmers' income at that time in 32 was $4,500,000,000. You know what it was last year? It was $18,000,000,000. The whole income of this country last year was $217 million, after the income any country ever had in the history of the world. And that income has been reasonably distributed. That income has been distributed so labor had its fair share. The farmers had his fair share. Small business had its fair share. And big business had its fair share, but it wants more than its fair share now. You know, the profits of big business in 1939 were about $5 billion. They were $8 billion in 1943. And there was $17 billion in 1947. They're going to run over $20 billion. So they're trying to run that up at the expense of the farmers and the laboring people. And they're using a Congress like the 80s Congress to do what they can't afford to let that happen to you. When you get the polls on the 2nd of November, your electric good man who's running on the Democratic ticket here in this district, because he'll go along with me for the next 4 years and work for the people. Vote for yourselves on election day. That's all you need to do. You not only vote for me, but you vote for yourselves.
Don't forget that now. Get yourselves
all registered. These two guys, men, go out to vote on election day.
Vote your own. You
leave that, you vote the Democratic ticket straight. How'd you like to meet the men? Well, here's the first thing that I'm sorry to report to you. I can't bring Margaret out because she's in Missouri. She had a 3-year engagement and couldn't go with us this time. Maybe she can come back some other time.